WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive still. Broadcasting in high definition mono sound at AM 1570. Set your dial out for us as we got a Ravens playoffs, NFL playoffs. Luke's running around. He's been talking baseball. We got a New Year's thing going on. I'm doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're doing that this week at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. I still have a handful of Ravens scratch-offs we're going to be giving away. Also, our friends at Window Nation, they support us, 866-90-NATION. Make sure you're buying those windows. You buy two, you get two free. You get your 5 years of 0% financing. You do that right now at Window Nation. But one of my longest sponsors ever, and it's always this time of year, that, you know, I bring them on. We've been doing this 20 years, I bet, back with Planet Fitness. We love our friends at PF. And Quentin Daly's about to be victimized by me in the first part of the New Year's resolution and how we're all going to get fit this year. But I want you to know, in my longtime audience, my 31st year on radio here, Quentin, that I had a metamorphosis of my own 15 years ago when I lost weight, and I've kept it off for a long, long time because I listened to someone like you. So welcome in. Happy New Year to you. And you get it honest, man. You're a guy with a local name that is not related to the other Quentin Daly because we went through that. But also you do work in the local clubs here for Planet Fitness, and people might bump into you anywhere from Golden Ring to Reisterstown, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on today. So I am a fitness training support manager for the greater area of Baltimore. Just making sure that everybody comes into the club and has a great time with some of our instructors. Yes, sir.
All right. So first of the year, I've been going to gyms all my life. I was that guy until I was about 35 and said, this is the year I'm going to get a journal. I'm going to manage every legume I eat like Shannon Sharp used to when he was with the Ravens. That's why he's a Hall of Famer, right? Still looks way he looks, right? But you know, I've been around athletes my whole life, and I've obviously been on radio 31 years. So 31 years every January, and especially for all of these years that Planet Fitness has supported us, that we talk about, all right, it's okay to be that reset person. And this might be the year, but it's only going to be the year if you get involved, right? Exactly. And there's a level of involvement that coming down to the club, it's so affordable, so much more affordable than when I was a young man, to be able to find somebody like you and find a buddy and find a system and find a club near them that welcomes them in judgment-free and gets you started in the right direction. Because it's not, we're not going to become Shannon Sharp tomorrow morning, right? Or Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. Exactly. It's step by step, day by day. Correct. And as of right now, the club is having a dollar down, $10 per month now until the 12th. So we got a couple of days to get it in. Right. So a dollar down, $10 per month. And with that, you have unlimited access to somebody like myself who's going to be there to help you out, to push you along. And like you said before, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's one of those things where you have to view every day as a resolution, as opposed to making these big, audacious resolutions that might be daunting to step into. How about today? I'll try this. Tomorrow, I'm going to try this. And then step by step, having that group of people around you that can help you out and support you to push you forward is always going to be the easiest thing, as opposed to trying to do it yourself.
So I've told these stories before, but anytime I have somebody new on, you've not heard all my old man stories, having done this 31 years. But back in 2005, 2006, and this is timely because Argentina just won the World Cup, right? So my wife and I, we got Rolling Stones and U2 were playing in Buenos Aires, Rio, and Sao Paulo, Brazil. And we went through South America, and I'm Venezuelan by bloodline. So going back to my hemisphere and my part of the world, my continent. So we spent time there and we took pictures and we came home and I'm like, ooh, I mean, there were like two chins on me. So all of my pictures on that trip from back in 2006, I was a little heavier. And I had some friends by the house, and we were doing a little bit of drinking, having some fun, probably watching baseball at the time or whatever. And we played a little game, like pull your driver's license out. And I pulled my weight out on it, and it said 148 pounds. Mm-hmm. And my buddy just completely urinated upon me. He's like, and I'm 38 at the time, whatever, 37. He's like, you'll never weigh 148 pounds again the rest of your life. Oh, and man. I probably weighed 180 then, right? Right? And then the pictures, wearing extra large shirts to kind of cover up whatever you have going on at the time, right? Newlyweds, I put a little weight on with my wife. You know, she put on a little weight. So we both decided to do this. And it really started with diet, mornings. We started watching like Celebrity Fit Club, and PF was sponsoring Biggest Loser. Yeah. And my wife was always inspired by them. My wife's never been unfit. My wife's 50 years old and still doing 90 minutes of Bikram yoga. And, you know, like my wife's still in great shape. But at that time, we had let ourselves kind of get away, and we had to make a time. And I started reading books. I started cutting out butter, white bread, like really making diet nutrition changes and making exercise changes and making morning decisions about oatmeal, fresh fruits, yeah, and just and hydration, going crazy with things like, and this is my plug for Wise Markets, my sponsors. I get coconut water, right? Like I'm big into hydration and big into stretching and movement. And yeah, it came to me later in life. Like I often think to myself, if I just worked out as hard like this when I was 21, how good I would have looked, you know? But this is a time of the year where people come to you and they have all sorts of body types, challenges, yeah, all backgrounds. And they come to you and they say, I'm here. This is my time. This is my year. I joined up. Where do you begin? I mean, I would begin with diet and that crazy little story of, hey, you know, eat something really healthy that powers and fires you up in the morning, like an oatmeal and a blueberry. Find powerful foods that are going to support your engine. That would be my start, because that would be the basis of everything that sort of changed my health.
I love it. I love it. It definitely starting with faith is there, but my biggest thing as a trainer is we have to meet people where they are, number one, right? When I come to you, I want to learn about what your past experiences have been in the gym, or if that's been non-existent. If you're in the gym for personal goals, if you're in the gym to reach towards a better mental state, things of that nature, all of it is important, and especially having that first conversation, just meeting them where they are, right? And like you said before, you brought up a really good point about nutrition, but as opposed to getting into specifics, keeping it simplistic from energy in, energy out. What energy are you taking in, and what energy are you putting out, right? So the energy we take in is what we eat, and then the energy we put out is right in here, right? If we can balance those things, we maintain our weight. If we have an excess of the energy we take in, and not as much as the energy we put out, we're probably going to gain a little bit of weight. Sometimes people want to do that. And then the opposite would be if we have an abundance of energy we're putting out and not taking as much in, subsequently, we're going to lose weight. So having those real-time conversations, keeping things simple, will definitely put somebody in the right state of mind to not think that this is too much for me and I can get it done.
One thing I love about my partnership with Planet Fitness is talking about movement, you know, getting out and moving. And this really changed my life with Baltimore Positive 3 years ago. We're going into that period where it's been 3 years since the beginning of the plague, and COVID came and things got shut down and people went inside, and you guys as a company went virtual. We all went virtual, right? Like, yeah, the whole world was virtual at that time. But the one thing that I really, I don't say fell in love, because I live downtown. The picture you're looking at is where I lived. I lived on the 23rd floor at Harbor Court for 19 years. We moved about a year ago. And the one thing during COVID of being cooped up all day and not being able to touch other people and hug them and do all that stuff that we love doing so much was just walking, yeah, and outdoors and changing habits in some way that it got me and my wife out to parks at Centennial Park in Howard County. It got us up to Gunpowder up in Harford County in Northern Baltimore County. She discovered Oregon Ridge, which she didn't know about, up in Hunt Valley. We went to Patterson Park in the middle of the plague, and I'm from East Baltimore. I've ice skated. I didn't know it had a pond and it had birds and it had, like, I found it because I started walking around Patterson Park because I live downtown. So the part of movement that, mm-hmm, as long as you can walk, and if they're coming in, that you're already, you got a head start. If you can walk from here to there, this isn't about lifting weights or being an Olympian or being, what you see on television or being Usain Bolt. This is about feeling better, sleeping better, living better, literally getting from here to there. And I had a back injury last year, so I don't take anything for granted that I'm planning to jump around with Springsteen in a couple of weeks, travel around, seeing some shows. It's something I couldn't do this time last year. And it's the physical therapy and the movement that's gotten me back to, I mean, sedentary is not good for it. I'm standing right now. I used to sit and do the show because I learned you got to move. You got to move.
That's the word right there. You brought it up. I mean, COVID definitely put that sedentary lifestyle as a norm, right? And that comes with its illnesses. It comes with its issues. And it exacerbates problems that you already had. Like you said, that back issue would have gotten a lot worse with you being putting that pressure on your hip, putting that pressure on your lumbar spine. And getting out and moving is probably one of the best things. Even if it's for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, we still get the benefits of moving the joints. We have joints for a reason, right? And we have to be able to get them moving at some point of the day, just to make sure that they don't get cooped up, make sure we don't fall to the vices of drinking all day long or sleeping around all day long or just eating all day long. So definitely that word, as you said, sedentary, is something that we will try to get away from as much as possible. Maybe everybody can get around to move 30 minutes a day. Minimal activity. Walking around the park is a great way to start.
Quinn Daly's here. He is with Planet Fitness and Ohana, our friends. And listen, if you're a little younger than me, I don't know how much younger. I don't want to embarrass you or me at this point, but I saw some Jetsons stuff the other day coming into the new year and how many things that were on the Jetsons and the cartoons back in the day. And this device certainly has superseded all of my expectations from 20 years ago and what we could do and the ability to work out, to be connected to things, to be connected to each other, to FaceTime, to say I love you, do all those things. But, man, they can make you sedentary. And there's a point for Planet Fitness for me and for anybody that's ever joined a gym. You know, going back to my holiday spa days on North Point Boulevard in the 1980s, where you had to spend a whole bunch of money and join programs, all this keeping up with other people. Yes. Planet Fitness has been completely different in that way. But there is a social part of it. There is a I will help you part of it. Mm-hmm. There is an openness of the gym that people can look out for each other and benefit. And so many different ways to find the treadmill they like, the machine they like, the exercise they like, the company they like, the way they like to do it, a rotation, the time of the day they want to do it. And I think they come in and meet someone like you. And in the old days, honestly, I did this back when I was young.
Okay.
I met a salesperson. You know what I mean? I didn't meet a trainer. Yeah. I didn't meet somebody that was going to come in and say, what are you eating? What are you drinking? Where are you going? Yeah. Hey, I'm going to see you next week. You know, hey, you said you get some goals, you know. So where, when you meet someone like me in, give me those steps to make it not intimidating for people, because I'm sure you see people all the time that couldn't afford a gym back in the day, never right. had a gym, maybe had some weights in the basement. Maybe they were an athlete at one point and they're not anymore. All the same stories my wife used to cry about on Biggest Loser. You meet these people and they come in, and from a financial investment, yeah. it's small. Yeah. But it's really what – it's everything that happens after that, that you get the benefit that honestly, when they come to you, they're looking for this benefit.
Big time, big time. And you brought it up. I mean, there's a few things that people come into the gym with that's a little daunting, right? They feel like they're going to be isolated. They feel like they're going to have that hard sell of pushing towards a commission-based sale. They feel like they're going to be a klutz, right? They might not do things the right way. So if I can take you through – portions of the gym so you don't feel intimidated. I have you put your hands on it. There's multiple ways people learn, right? Auditory, visual, and kinetic. And we have to put all of those into play here. I got to talk to you. I got to have you do it. And then I got to be able to move through with you so you feel comfortable. So building rapport is the foundation, right? Us on a first name basis, or me complimenting you on your shoes. Those small things, I mean, they go a very long way. And then being that positive vibe, as you have Baltimore positivity going on, it has to be that way all the time. When I start with a member, taking them through the gym is about learning what, like I said before, learning what they already know so I can teach them a little more, right? And then after that, learning what they're scared of, and then being able to bring those things down to an even level to say, hey, you don't have to be intimidated by it. I will show you. And if you need to, I'll walk you every step of the way until you got it right. You can do it autonomously by yourself.
Dude, I'm old, man. Machines intimidate me. The cell phone, not so much. But you know, I would say this: anything where I come in and it looks like I gotta push buttons, and I can get a little intimidated. So they'll never do that to you. Planet Fitness, they have been with us a long, long time. It's a new year, and I can't stress enough how much better I feel this new year than I did last year when I was having back problems, all sorts of physical issues. And the road to my recovery has really been on the mat, in the gym, taking care of my body, stretching out, taking all the things they were teaching me in physical therapy and moving that back in so that I can get back to being in the gym, lifting weights, doing it with confidence, and getting back to strengthening as much as just stretching and trying to heal. I went through a, you know, long 2022 was a healing year for me in a lot of
There we
ways.
go. There we go. There we go. And I mean, definitely, as you said, if you go from being sedentary or having an issue that had to sit you down, getting back into the gym is very daunting. You don't want to hurt yourself again, right? You don't want to go back to sitting down because things will get worse. And strengthening your muscles in the club, if with your body weight, with machines, is one of the best ways to heal. We also have an area like the Black Card Spa that can help you get a massage or use the red light therapy machine to tone your body up.
Hold on,
And
people don't know that about. Wait. Hold on here. This
see?
sounds like it's like when you get on a flight and they're gonna massage you, or like the pool we were supposed to have on a second floor. Done. Tell me more about this, because I don't
Okay.
think everybody knows this about Planet Fitness.
Yeah, so we have two styles of memberships. One is for the gym and the trainer, of course, and one allows you to go to multiple areas in the nation and use our Black Card Spa, which has hydro beds, which is water-powered massage beds. We also
I
have.
gotta come do this. I know people at Planet Fitness now.
It's
Come
time for you to
on.
come on in. It's time for you to come on in and try it out yourself. And then we also have massage chairs, which is more on the plastic, in deep tissue, well, not deep tissue, but a compressive massage, if you will. Yes,
All right. See this? I'm learning things.
sir.
Quentin Daly with a famous name. Now you get that all the time in Baltimore, right? And you are
I do.
not related to basketball. Quentin Daly, who
I am
played the
not.
NBA.
I try to hoop like him, but I am not related. I am not related to him.
So, in your work, tell everybody about the local clubs, because you are local, Quentin, and
Yes,
right
sir.
now you're in Reisterstown or Reisterstown at this point.
Reisterstown,
But
Reisterstown.
you move around and just opened a beautiful new facility over in Golden Ring here this year.
Yes, yes,
And
yes.
you know, as much as there was a lot of clean equipment, wearing masks, COVID, all that went on, PF has still grown all over the world,
Big time.
literally, through this period of time. Tell me how the club's changed in the last couple of years.
Oh man, it's a great question. And so we are trying to make sure we stay ahead of the times, if you will. We have number one, we already talked about the technology side, sorry. And we do have an app that's free for members to use that allows you to, it kind of walks you through the gym if you need a little bit of a push. We also have Stages bikes. We are adding in that element of those stationary bikes that people want to be on with a virtual screen. Is somebody teaching you? So we're adding those into the clubs as well.
Those are all
And then,
competitive, right? That's like a league, right? Everybody
well,
competes with each other.
somewhat, but more or less, we don't have a log in those Stages bikes just yet. But they are like virtual scenic backgrounds you can enjoy while you're doing your bike ride. And then you can also scale or log your information so you can push yourself, if you will, right? We
Pretty
also
soon we're just going to have little glasses and it's going to be like a Disney ride, whatever we do, right?
have
Literally, right?
virtual everything, right? That's what they're trying to push us towards. And we also have a functional training area, which teaches you how to, do things that you will work on things you do in everyday life, pushing, pulling, bending and lifting, hinging, right? We push doors open. We pull doors closed. We rotate to say hi to somebody. We squat down to sit down in a chair. We hinge to pick that pin off the ground. Those things are very important. And for us to have an area so you can build on those functional foundational exercises or motions is A1.
Man, I say to my wife all the time, you want to go there or do you want to go to physical therapy? What do you want to do? You want to go to the, I'm, it's a life sentence for me now at this point with, an L4 issue and like things happening that like, if I want to stay away from the surgeons and stay away from recovery and that staying
Stay in
in
shape.
shape and having it be a daily full commitment. And it sounds a little heavy, but it's not when you get to go see Springsteen and you get to go do things and maybe swing a golf club again or a tennis
Yes,
racket
sir.
again or play pickleball. I mean,
Hey,
that's all
now.
the rage. All this
That's
has
it.
happened. Quinn
That's it.
Daly's here for PF, and they're obviously go to Planet Fitness. There's one in the neighborhood. They're all over the place. They've been with us a long, long time, and they are stretching and growing and doing different things. So you haven't been in a while. Thinking about it, and maybe the plague's been a little hard on you or on your back like me, sitting too much. Get on out and support our friends, support them locally here, and there'll be a guy just like Quentin at the front door to have you through and show you stuff. So for me, some things I liked in the gym, some things I didn't like, things I gravitated toward. It really is amazing how I became through an NFL player. My friend Brian Baldinger got me into doing yoga and hot yoga and being on a yoga mat and doing that for from a fitness standpoint when I was in my 30s, it's kind of changed my life. But everybody likes something different. And my wife's now doing stuff where I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. My back can't, So, like, there's just everybody likes a different thing. And I think that's the beauty of Planet Fitness is you can find something that you'll love that will get you where you need to be physically and mentally, spiritually, and keeping you away from what I had last year, which is pain
Big
free.
time. Big time. I mean, multiple different approaches you can take, right? Like you said, mobility to stretching is a one way to strengthen the body, like yoga. But also strength, our strength equipment, or just using resistance training is another way to strengthen the body. Using body weight motions only are another way to strengthen the body. But at the base level, get moving.
There it is.
That's it. Get
That's it.
moving and keep moving. And it doesn't have to be strenuous, vigorous. It could be very moderate and consistent is the next thing. Like I said, every day should be a resolution, step by step, day by day. You don't have to go for the gusto right away.
Well, the one thing I love, I have so many people follow me on social media. There's 100,000 people out there in all sorts of ways. But when I see people make changes in their lives, commit to it, and I know them for years, that I remember years ago, some of my friends were heavier. They got the weight off. They kept it off. They made lifestyle commitments in a way that I did in my 30s, and now I'm in my 50s. And I'm cheering for all of you out there listening, or all of you out there that have been a part of it. There's a Quentin around the corner waiting for you at Planet Fitness, and I need to get a new mug in here as well. Get a smaller one for my water and my coconut water from Wise Markets. Quentin, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on and getting me. You got me worried. You got me like I want to just drop the headset and go, yeah, go do something. Go for a
After it.
walk here. Get
Get
myself.
after it.
It's been cold, man. You got to be careful this time of year. You get all
Yes,
those holiday desserts and all that. I talked about that last week. So I'm trying to be good and be on the up and up here. All right.
There we go. There we go. I'll hold you to it.
Quentin Daly, he is from Planet Fitness. We do support them. Go out to planetfitness.com and learn about the new spa, the massages and all that good stuff. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road this month. All it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. Playoffs for as long as they last. We are BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.